Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A recent report by Vox Markets on the contribution of the natural gas industry to ESG was released yesterday, and one of the companies highlighted in that report was i3 Energy. So here to tell us a little bit more about what i3 Energy is up to is Majid Shavik. Can you take us through your ESG strategy and activities, Majid?
Yes, of course, Alistair. Well, to begin with, i3 is committed to building a sustainable energy business, and that means sustainable from an ESG perspective and sustainable from an economic standpoint. We don't see these two objectives as being mutually exclusive. And we've made huge strides in reducing our carbon emissions, and all the associated investment we've made is generating very good economic return for our shareholders. Gas, as we know, has the lowest emissions of any fossil fuel and provides constant baseload power, but also has the flexibility to be the marginal supplier of electricity to balance demand peaks. And so it's very important for the energy transition. The Western Canadian Sedimentary Basin is a big gas basin. As such, i3 has a very diverse production mix, of which gas is a little over 50%. We issued our maiden ESG report in 2022, and we'll issue our third report covering 2023 in Q3 of this year. We've had a focus on reducing methane emissions principally, but we're also on managing water usage, minimizing electricity consumption, improving waste management and improving air quality around our operations. And since 2021, we've reduced our emissions intensity by 4% to the end of 2022. And over that period, we grew production by 23%. So that was actually a huge achievement. In total, we've reduced it by 8.5% since 2020. And our carbon intensity remains below Canadian E&P averages. So ours is 41 kilograms of CO2 equivalent per barrel, and that's versus 48.1 for conventional oil production in Canada, and I think it's over 42 for gas production. Our 2023 numbers that we'll be releasing in our updated report, we think, are going to be materially lower than the 41 number. So how have we done this? As we've previously told the market, we've replaced all our high bleed controllers with low bleed or pneumatic air systems. We've retrofitted over 500 solar power chemical injection pumps, or had done by the end of 2023. We've also started electrifying pump jacks. We've done over 30 of those. We've been replacing some natural gas generators with connections to electricity grid. We're particularly excited about the implementation of our new fugitive emission detection system, which uses LIDAR technology. Essentially, it's airborne laser technology, and we're using that to map all our operated facilities on a regular basis. And we think this has got the potential to reduce our methane emissions by 50% within 2 years. And all these initiatives, they're either regulated or they're discretionary. And as I said earlier, all the discretionary work, we first test that to ensure that it delivers an economic return, which it has and does. Additionally, all of this work has generated nearly $5 million worth of carbon credits based on 2024 carbon pricing. Well, we've got more than 5 years to sell those, so we can optimize the value of those. Obviously, carbon pricing is increasing year on year. So, you know, all of this work is generating one, sustainable gains in terms of reducing emissions, but also generating decent economics. Separately, you know, we've got a rigorous program to decommission, reclaim, return all our operated sites to their natural state on an ongoing basis. And again, we're exceeding our regulated decommissioning spend by 20%. And since we entered Canada, we've decommissioned over 130 wells, over 30 pipelines, and we've decommissioned over 50 sites. So we're very much focused on ESG and, you know, proud of our achievements to date.
So as we've been saying, I mean, gas has a critical role to play in the energy transition, and i3's production mix contains more than 50% gas. So the company seems well placed to take advantage of this situation. But how does the recent weakness in North American gas prices affect and impact your thinking?
Yeah, so we have to talk about US gas prices if we want to think about Canadian gas prices, because Canadian gas prices trade at a differential to US gas prices. And the problem really in North America is that Canadian and US gas inventories have been increasing. And in fact, they're at their highest level since 2016, because there's just been too much gas production in North America. And that's what's reduced both NYMEX and AECO gas pricing in this summer period. However, we are seeing lots of positive signals for gas pricing. Firstly, the US surplus seems to be running down. And as a consequence, over the last months, we've seen NYMEX strengthening. Power burn in the US has been higher than average due to warmer temperatures this summer. In fact, summer temperatures are forecast they're well above seasonal averages. In June and July in the US, they've been the hottest since 1960. Suggesting that August is also going to be very hot. In terms of supply, new US gas production, US rig count is also now come down about 25% year on year, it seems, for the first half of 2024. So there's been a reaction there. And lower production is forecast for the US in the second half of this year, particularly in one very important play, the Haynesville, which has got sub-sustaining rig counts. The Haynesville is a swing producer in the US, but it's also got the highest break-even costs, and decline rates are higher than any other major North American gas play. But Haynesville is important. That production is required to meet domestic demand and fill in the new LNG capacity that's coming online. However, there's less than 40 rigs active in the Haynesville. That's below what's needed to sustain current production levels. And even if the rig counts increase, there are long lead times for these Haynesville wells, so production isn't unlikely. Any increase in production from new drilling is unlikely to be seen probably until really material volumes in 2025. It requires, as I said, it's got the highest break-even cost. It requires $4 to $4.50 US dollars per MMBTU to break even. If you convert that to Canadian gas prices, including the differential to NYMEX, that's equivalent to around about, well, it's over $3.80 Canadian per gigajoule. NYMEX is currently trading at $2 for August delivery, and it's been below $2. That's the fifth time since 2000 that US gas prices have fallen below $2 per MMBTU. And if you look over the historical record, every time that's happened, there's always been a big and rapid recovery. I'm not predicting that's definitely going to happen, but it may well do. As I say, that's typically what's happened. So that's the supply side. On the demand side, obviously there's growing demand for LNG exports out of Canada and also especially out of the US. But there's a very strong growth in baseload power generation demand in the US, also in Canada. This is coming from growth in data centers, AI, electric vehicles, cryptocurrency mining. And there's been roughly about a half a BCF per day growth in June in power generation requirement. There's also been an unexplained growth in the US of over 1 BCF per day. for power burn in June. So, you know, there's quite a positive scenario for US gas pricing and by extension, Canadian gas pricing. Canada, as I said, is also producing too much gas at the moment, but the Canadian surplus is also, it also seems to have peaked and is beginning to decline at a lag to US levels. And although, you know, we've seen wide differentials between AECO and NYMEX in the summer, these are expected to tighten in Q4 and remain narrow in 2025 onwards. The typical margin in terms of US dollars is about 80 cents to a dollar. The expectation with LNG Canada coming on stream, and if these other positive signals transpire, is that that could tighten to around about 40 cents. So there are, you know, positive expectations for the rest of this year in Q3 and Q4. We've already seen Canadian producers beginning to announce reduced drilling for H2 as a reaction to the to oversupply. That's definitely going to help. As I've mentioned, there are above average temperatures forecast for the US, which will increase cooling demand. There's lower production forecast being forecast by market commentators, including the EIA. And we know that new LNG is being commissioned. Significant projects will be commissioned in the US, such as the Corpus Christi facility, which is due to start up in the first half of next year. Plaquemines phase one, which is going to have commissioning gas this summer with material ramp up to export volumes by mid-2025. So those gas volumes for export will start increasing through Q4 in the US and also maybe in Canada from LNG Canada. And then there's also the US election coming in November. If, as is suspected, the Republicans win, then they're likely to start sanctioning new LNG export facilities again in the US, which will be very positive both for Canadian and US gas prices. In Canada, LNG Canada is the likely to be the biggest swing factor on AECO gas pricing for the back end of this year and into 2025. We've actually got a slide in our corporate presentation which shows positive outlook for strip pricing from winter 2024 onwards. Some analysts are predicting in their base cases that modest startup volumes will start in Q3 of this year, ramping up in Q4 and filling train one in Q2 of 2025, train one's 1 BCF per day. In fact, ramp up could be faster than that. And typically that's what we've seen in the recent US Gulf Coast LNG startups. And that will, you know, help accelerate this tightening differential that I mentioned earlier between AECO and NYMEX. You know, so taking into account all these market signals, we're actually really, really positive about the outlook for Canadian gas pricing.
Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. So what does the rest of 2023 look like for I3 in the current market environment?
So we're not anticipating. So we put out guidance earlier this year for 2024. And, you know, despite the pressures that we've seen from lower oil and gas pricing, we're not forecasting or anticipating any changes to cash flow guidance or the dividend program or the CapEx program. So we guided for NOI and EBITDA to be within the range of $70 to $75 million US dollars for net operating income and $55 to $60 million for EBITDA. We're not anticipating that's going to be any different, despite the lower current pricing for AECO and WTI. And that's, you know, in partly due to the fact that we've got, you know, a very rigorous hedging program, which is agnostic to where current prices are. And, you know, we execute on these hedges as they roll off over a 12-month period. And that's designed to mitigate downside risk. So as a consequence for 2024, our AECO price post-hedges on the current strip is around about $2.20 Canadian per gigajoule. And that compares to what we budgeted on, which was $2.25 Canadian per gigajoule. So so no change in guidance in terms of production, cash flows, or our CapEx program. And in fact, we started drilling our 2024 program. The first well started drilling, and it's proceeding as predicted. So, you know, for this year, and, you know, specifically with respect to gas, we're really excited about our gas portfolio. We're very positive about the developing gas complex in North America in terms of where that's heading with respect to exports, both from the US and Canada, and you know the resulting very likely structural shift in Canadian gas pricing. And we're really proud to have built a business which is sustainable in this type of a low commodity price environment and still having the ability to organically advance the key growth assets in this same environment, which we're doing with our drilling program. So that, that's specifically related to gas, and I know that that was the topic of this discussion, but we've got a diverse portfolio and we're really excited about the oil wells that we're also drilling this year, and especially the startup of our Simon at Montney development drilling in Q1 2025, which in conjunction, with the growing value of our gas portfolio, we believe is potentially a game changer for the company.
Well, it all sounds very interesting. Majid Shafiq, we wish you all the best for the rest of the year and into 2025 and beyond. It's been a very interesting conversation. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.